It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Jello, everybody.
Yes, it's the Gay Family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, transcribed and brought to you by the Jell-O family of desserts.
J-E-L-L-O, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings, yes, sirree.
And now Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers tonight, summertime is fast approaching, and Liz has roused herself from spring fever long enough to go on a shopping spree for some beach clothes.
Katie, come here a minute, will you?
Yes, Mrs. Cooper, what is it?
I want you to take a look at my new sundress. How do you like it?
Is that it?
Yes, this is what they're showing this year.
Really? That's what they were hiding last year.
Oh, Katie, how do you like it?
Well, it's very nice. How do you keep it up without any straps?
Well, it's a new theory, Katie. It's held up by the wind from men whistling at you. Well, Katie, see all my new play clothes?
My goodness, did you buy all those this morning?
Yes, I want to look good for George. He's going to see a lot of me this summer.
He's not the only one.
I even bought one of those new French bathing suits. It's there on the bed.
Well, I don't see it. Here's your slacks, pedal pushers, your beach robe, and this little green handkerchief.
Well, that's funny. Oh, here it is. No wonder you couldn't see the bathing suit. It was under the handkerchief.
Are you really going to wear that?
I will if George will let me.
Oh, he will. Men like women in scanty bathing suits.
If the women aren't their wives. A man will admire a scanty suit on a blonde at the beach, but let his wife put on that same suit, and he says, "You're not going out like that, are you?"
How true. Oh, I forgot. The mail came a while ago. Here it is.
Thanks. Anything for me?
No.
Oh, I never get any. Oh, here's a letter for me.
Really?
Yeah, see? Occupant, 321 Bundy Drive. I think I'll change my name to Occupant Cooper, and then I'll get as much mail as George does.
There's one there addressed to Mr. and Mrs. George Cooper.
Oh, good. Where is it? I'm entitled to read every other line.
Here.
Oh, no.
Well, what's the matter?
It's from Weeping Willow Ranch. You know, that dude ranch where we spent our vacation last year.
Are you going there again?
Over my dead body. Oh, Katie, it's awful. 1 week there and you understand why the willows are weeping. The planned fun starts at 6 o'clock in the morning. You bound out of bed and run into breakfast.
You did that?
Are you kidding? I crawled out of bed and was led into breakfast.
How was the food?
Oh, not food, Katie. Chuck.
Chuck.
Yes, and they couldn't have thought of a better name for it. Oh, Katie. George must have written asking about reservations again this year. This is an answer saying they can take us.
Aw.
I don't want to go there. I want to go to the beach with the Atterburys.
Well, maybe you can talk Mr. Cooper into it.
Why, Katie, I'd never try to talk George into anything. We'll discuss it calmly, examine the best features of both places, and then go to the one we think is best, the beach. Well, did you like your dinner, George, little baby honey?
Yes, yes, dear, it was fine.
Are you comfortable in that chair, George? Would you like another pillow behind your back?
No, thanks.
Oh, it's no trouble at all. I'll just get another pillow and then...
Liz, you've got so many pillows behind my back now, my head's between my knees.
Oh. Well, shall I get you a pair of slippers?
Yes, I'll wear them on my hands.
What? Oh, you already have your slippers on, don't you, dear?
Okay, Liz, what have you done?
Nothing, dear.
What are you planning to do?
Nothing.
Look, I know all the signals. You're fattening me up for the kill. Now, let's have it.
I have nothing on my mind.
Really?
Absolutely. Go ahead, go to that lousy Weeping Willow Ranch. Oh, darn.
Well, I gather from this that we heard from the ranch. Did you open the letter?
Yes, it came addressed to both of us.
What did it say?
I only read every other line. Mm.
Come on, Liz, what did every other line say?
It said, Dear Saddle Pals, in reply to your letter of, delighted to have you dig your spurs into, our new manager and courteous waitress. Rates this year are $20 private cottage or $15 if you share it with one of our new cow ponies. Signed, the old Wrangler.
Very clever. I suppose we're going to have our yearly debate about where to spend the vacation.
Okay, debate. The question is, resolved, that we are not going to spend our vacation at that stinky old Weeping Willow Ranch. You take a negative. Go ahead.
Madam Chairman, I were the opponent and friends. I like the stinky old Weeping Willow Ranch. I think it's one of the nicest
Time's up. Now for the affirmative.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, let's not talk about it, George. Let's just not go.
Can you suggest a better place?
Yes, I'd like to go to the beach.
The beach?
Oh, come now. You must have heard of it. The Atterberries are going, and I thought it would be fun if we'd go, too.
Well, but there's nothing to do at the beach.
Oh.
Everybody covers themselves with oil and lies in the sun all day, slowly turning so they'll get done all over. It's nothing but a big sandy barbecue pit.
I suppose you never heard of swimming.
Well, I have, but I didn't think you did. The closest you ever came to the water was when a dog came up to you and shook himself. You don't even know how to swim.
I'll learn.
I've heard that song before.
Oh, but George, your swimming suits are so cute this year, and the beach clothes are so gay and colorful. And
so that's it.
They got little pleats in them all around.
Liz, I'll make a bargain with you. If you learn to swim, and I mean really swim, before vacation time, we'll go to the beach.
Oh, George, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
But if you don't, we'll go back to the Weeping Willow Ranch.
Don't worry. I'll learn. I'll learn.
And don't buy any beach clothes until this is all settled.
George, even after I learn to swim and you agree to go to the beach, I'm not going to buy a thing.
What?
I mean it. Because I love you so much, I'll struggle along on just what I've got in my closet now.
Mrs. Cooper, what are you doing in your bathing suit?
I'm going to take my swimming lesson.
You found a teacher?
Yes, Ralph Wood, the oldest boy from next door. He's the high school champion. Oh, there he is. I'll get it.
Good morning, Mrs. Coops. Did I get you out of the shower?
No, it's all right, Mr. Wood. This is my bathing suit. You don't have to stand with your back to me.
That's a bathing suit?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, are you all ready for your lesson?
Yes, where's your son?
Oh, he couldn't make it, but I've arranged for you to take a lesson from the person who taught him everything he knows.
Who's that?
Me.
Oh, well, where should we go? Out to the club?
Oh, there's no need to go way out there. I can teach you right in your living room.
Really? Well, come on, let's go around through the kitchen and come in at the shallow end.
You can learn very easily if you'll just remember that swimming is merely a matter of applied physics.
Oh.
Yes. You see, when a body is immersed in water, it displaces its own weight, and by means of propulsion of a given direction, the water that is displaced in front is found to be at the back. This is known as swimming.
Isn't there a simpler way of doing it?
Well, you can jump into the water and move your arms and legs.
Well, that's more like it. Are you sure you can teach me to swim here?
Certainly, it's applied physics. When a body is immersed in water...
I know. But will it work if a body is immersed in a hardwood floor?
Why not?
A fair question.
You learn to swim in the living room. When you get into the water, you simply apply what you've learned. It'll be the same thing, only wetter.
Wetter, yeah.
Now, lie down on the floor.
Okay. Now, what do I do?
Now, first, bring the right arm over the head and forward and down.
Okay.
Fine. Now, do the same thing with the left arm.
Okay. Ouch!
What's the matter?
This ocean has splinters in it.
That's too bad. All right, now, while you're moving your arms, you are kicking at the same time.
All right. Yeah. Oh, ouch!
More splinters?
No, hard water.
Well, lift your feet a little. Now, try again.
How does this look?
Oh, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I forgot to tell you to breathe.
That's okay. I went ahead and breathed anyway.
No, I don't mean that. In swimming, you breathe a different way than you ordinarily do.
How? Through your ears?
No. You're supposed to breathe when your head is out of the water.
You know, I'll bet I would have found that out anyway.
Well, now, let's try it again and put everything together.
All right, here I go.
Oh, fine. You're doing just fine.
Yeah. Hey, look at me. I swam clear across the living room.
Yes.
If the current hadn't been against me, I'd have made it into the dining room.
Congratulations, Mrs. Cooper. You're a wonderful pupil.
You mean I know how to swim?
Certainly you know how to swim.
Gosh, that wasn't hard at all. What have I been afraid of all these years? Come on back tomorrow, Mr. Wood, and I'll dive off the mantelpiece.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Hi, George, baby, give me a kiss.
What's new? What did you do today?
Oh, nothing exciting. I had a manicure, learned how to swim, marketed a little.
Just a minute. Learned how to swim?
Yes, isn't it wonderful, George? Now we can go to the beach this summer.
Do you expect me to believe you learned how to swim since this morning?
Yes. Mr. Wood said I have a natural talent for it. He gave me a lesson, and I just swam all over the place.
How far did you swim?
Oh, about as far as from here to the dining room.
By yourself?
All by myself.
Hey, that's great, Liz. You weren't even afraid, huh?
Afraid? I was as calm as though I'd been swimming right here in my own living room.
No kidding.
That's right.
I'm proud of you. Was the water cold out at the club?
I didn't notice it.
I'll get it.
Okay, I'll go see if dinner's ready.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. This is Benjamin Wood.
Well, hello, Mr. Wood. I understand you gave Liz a swimming lesson today.
That's right.
How'd she do?
Oh, wonderfully. I called to see if she got all the splinters out.
Splinters?
Yeah, she picked up a big one.
Where?
Right between the piano and the divan.
Say, what are you talking... Say, where did she take this lesson anyway?
In your living room. It was sort of a dry run.
Uh-huh. Well, she's fine, Mr. Wood.
Well, that's good. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Liz!
Dinner's almost ready, George, and boy, am I hungry.
Splashing around in the pool must have given you an appetite.
Swimming is what did it.
That water is exhilarating, isn't it?
Swimming certainly is. You should have seen me, George. I was like a little seal.
Sounds more like a little lion.
A little sea lion?
No. No, just plain lion. That was Mr. Wood on the phone, Liz.
Oh.
How many splinters did you average per mile?
No, I didn't get very many splinters.
I'm certainly surprised at the way you deceived me, Liz.
I didn't. I never said I was in the water. I asked Mr. Wood if I knew how to swim, and he said yes, and I can. There's nothing to it.
All right, that's good enough for me.
It is?
Sure. I'll meet you out at the club tomorrow afternoon, and if you can swim the length of the pool, we'll go to the beach for our vacation.
Oh, give me more time, George. I've only had one lesson.
Oh, no. No, you said you knew how to swim. Well, tomorrow we'll find out. I'll meet you at the club pool at 3:30.
All right, I'll be there, and I'll jump in that pool and swim if it's the last thing I do. Oh, why do I say things like that?
Well, it looks like a hot time in the Cooper household, but that's nothing unusual. Here's something that is, though, a gorgeous new hot weather dessert. Cherry Peacheroon Dessert, made with rich, red, better-than-ever cherry Jell-O. You combine cherry Jell-O with tempting sliced fresh peaches and delicious crushed macaroons and decorate it with fluffy pink whipped cherry Jell-O. It's pretty as a picture, and you can see a mouth-watering picture of it in leading magazines for July. So be on the lookout, because this new Jell-O dessert is a summertime dream. That rich cherry Jell-O does taste better than ever, even richer and more fruit-like. Because all six delicious Jell-O flavors are brimful of locked-in goodness. So delectable, so refreshing, they make you think of the real ripe fruit. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. Look for those big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O, and Jell-O spells a treat. That name is a registered trademark of General Foods.
J-E-L-L-O.
And now back to Lucille Ball and My Favorite Husband. As we return to the Coopers, it's 3 o'clock in the morning and all is still. All that is except Liz. From the way she's thrashing about the bed, it looks like she's having a nightmare about swimming.
Stroke. Stroke. Stroke.
Well, what's the matter? Who did that? Oh, ouch! Hey, Liz.
Stroke.
Oh, Liz!
Huh? Oh, George, save me. I'm going under.
Oh, take it easy or you're
joking. Save me! Save me!
Oh, Liz, you got me around the neck.
Help! Help! We're going down. Fight your way to the surface. Huh? Huh? Oh, George, that was an awful dream. I dreamt I was in swimming, and how'd we get down here?
We disappeared under the covers for the third time and sank slowly to the floor.
Really?
Let's swim to the surface and go back to sleep, huh?
Oh, gosh, I'm afraid to. You go to sleep, George. I'll be right back.
Liz, where are you going?
Into the dressing room. I want to see if I have a nightgown with water wings in it. Iris. Iris, here I am, over by the pool.
Oh, I got here as soon as I could, girl. Is George here yet?
No. Oh, it's no use, Iris. I'll never make it. I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Chin up, girl. I brought something with me.
What?
Look.
A pair of water wings. Oh, I thought of that, but it's no good. George would see them. They're white, and my bathing suit is black.
Let's put them under your bathing suit.
Under my bathing suit?
Yeah, then he'd never guess.
Won't I look kind of lumpy?
Well, let's see where we could put them. Oh, I know. You're a little sway back.
What?
Now, look, I don't have time for false modesty.
Sway back, yeah.
We'll just put the water wings under your suit in the middle of your back, like this. There. And then we'll blow them up and you'll get in the water before George gets here. He won't be able to see them.
Well, it might work.
I can't even see them.
Well, they're not blown up yet.
Oh.
Yeah. How are we going to blow them up? It can only be done by a midget or a Ubangi. Well, there's one idea gone.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Come with me.
Where?
The gas station in the parking lot. They have an air hose.
Well, now, that might work. Come on.
As long as you stay in the water, George can't tell a thing.
This is the first time I've gone to a gas station to get my air checked.
Good afternoon, ladies. Can I help you?
Can we use your air hose?
Certainly. Have a flat?
Sort of.
Where's the car?
Car?
Yeah, with a flat tire. What were you planning to do? Take the air over a mouthful at a time?
No, just let us use the air hose and thanks.
Oh, yeah, go take care of that car.
I'll be right back.
Quick, Iris.
Turn around. Let me get this hose down the back of your bathing suit.
Oh, it's cold.
Hey, what are you doing?
Go away.
What are you doing?
Look, just leave us alone. We're not hurting anybody.
Hey, look at her back. It's all swollen.
This is fine, Iris. Put the hose away and...
I'll get a doctor.
Never mind. It's too late now. Come on, Liz.
The boys will never believe this.
Well, it was a good try, Iris.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, look now. No more bright ideas, please.
We've been fools, Liz. We can get George on a technicality.
How?
He said you had to swim the length of the pool.
Yeah?
He didn't say anything about not wearing something to help you. We could have put the water wings on the outside.
Now she thinks of it.
I know. Rudolph has a life jacket he bought at the surplus store. I'll go and get it.
Okay, go on.
And you stall George till I get back, and I'll go as fast as I can.
Well, hurry, Iris. You're all that stands between me and Weeping Willow Ranch.
Hi, Liz. All ready for the big swimming test?
Oh, hello, George.
Sorry I'm late, but Atterbury kept me talking about a big account.
Oh, that's all right. You haven't seen Iris, have you?
No. Well, let's get this over with. Come on, dive in.
No, now, don't push me. I'll get in a minute.
Well, why in a minute?
Well, I'm just hungry, that's why. I'd like something to eat first. I don't like to swim on an empty stomach.
But if you eat something, you can't swim for an hour.
Yeah.
Liz, are you stalling?
Stalling? Heavens, no.
Well, then what are you waiting for? Now get in the pool and start swimming.
No, George, don't. I'm not ready.
Woohoo, Liz girl.
I'm ready.
There you are, Liz.
Oh, thanks, Iris.
Hey, what's going on? You can't wear a life jacket.
Can't I?
Put your arms in here, Liz.
There. Fasten it, will you, Iris?
Liz, I'm warning you, this isn't going to count.
You said swim the length of the pool. You did not say how.
Now, look.
Here I go. Whee!
Oh, look at her go.
What a low-down trick.
Well, George, she did fill her part of the bargain.
Well, I guess she did. Well, if she cares that much about going to the beach, I guess we can go. I'll teach her to swim while we're there.
Hey, look at me! Look at me! I'm swimming!
Okay, Liz, you win.
Hey, watch this! I'm a whale!
Would you look at that? She's floating on her back and blowing water in the air.
Hey, there's nothing to this. Do we get to go to the beach, George?
Okay, we'll go.
Oh, boy, this jacket's wonderful.
I know. I've seen them. All you do is pull that little string on the side and they inflate.
What little string?
What little string?
Liz, we didn't pull a string. You've really been swimming.
How do you like that, George? I've really been swimming right here in the deep water. Deep water! Ah! Ah! Ah!
Yes, Lucille, where do we go tonight?
Tonight, Robert, we're meeting a sweet girl graduate, the valedictorian of her class. A little commencement music, please, maestro.
Hello, I understand you just graduated.
Yep, that's right.
Well, tell me, did you graduate cum laude?
How's that again?
I said, did you take any honors?
No. Are there some missing?
Oh, forget it.
Forget it? Okay, I will if you will. Put her there, boy.
Oh, wait a minute. What degree did you get when you graduated? A.B., Ph.D.?
No, no. I got an R.A.
R.A.?
Yep. I said R.A.G.G. M.O.P.P. Ragma.
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Now, what degrees did you actually get?
Oh, them. Let's see now. I got a J.E. and a L.L.O.
What do they stand for?
What do they stand for? Oh!
Well, actually, I'm an expert on Jell-O. Let me give you a test.
All right.
Now, what are the six delicious flavors?
Oh. You're going to start with the hard one.
Strawberry, raspberry.
Oh, yeah. Cherry berry, orange berry, lemon berry, lime berry.
No. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime.
Right, right. Next question.
What makes you think of the real ripe fruit itself?
I don't know.
Jell-O does.
It does?
Yes, didn't they teach you that the flavor is locked in and can't get out till your first delicious spoonful?
This is the first time I heard of it. Are you sure?
Of course. Didn't they tell you to look for the big red letters on the box?
No. They didn't tell me.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm going back to school. Good night, Bob.
You have been listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, and based on characters created by Isabel Scott Rorick. Tonight's transcribed program was produced and directed by Jess Oppenheimer, who wrote the script with Madeline Pugh and Bob Carroll Jr. Original music was composed by Marlon Skiles and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. The part of Katie the Maid was played by Ruth Parrott. Watch for Lucille Ball in Fancy Pants with Bob Hope.
Say, listen to this.
It's new, it can't be beat. The grandest treat you ever did eat. Post Sugar Crisp. As a cereal, it's dandy. For snacks, it's so handy. Or eat it like candy. As a cereal, it's dandy. Or eat it like candy. Post Sugar Crisp.
Look for the red, white, and blue cellophane bag with the three little bears. That's Post Sugar Crisp. Today, enjoy this honey of a new cereal that's fun to eat.
Be sure to listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband again next week, presented by...
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
Bob Lamond speaking.
This is CBS, where you meet Lucille Ball and My Favorite Husband every Sunday night, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
a presentation of RadioClassics.com. Programs are copyright their respective owners. All rights reserved.